You were going to be with Sarah. She's over in LA at the moment. But we thought we'd put you to the test.
Okay.
See how you do becoming a dragon. Some right. business advice is what we're after, okay?
All right.
Follow the dragon theme. Thing to you for you. Okay, so effectively, my wife is trying to start a business with her friend. Okay. So we thought when we've got these business experts in the studio, we'll get you to she can question you and find out some information. Okay. So,
okay. Great.
This is my wife Stephanie, and this is her first question. Here we go.
So one of the companies we've looked into is a community interest company. As that's the type of company we are looking at. And we want to know whether or not we'd still be able to legally make profits.
Community interest companies.
Yeah, I suppose it's all in how you set up the company. So if you set it up as a charity, no, you wouldn't be able to make profits. You'd have to return that via the charity. If you set it up as a business, then certainly you can make profits within that. I think you also have to question the intent. What's the business purpose you're in? And legally, you might be able to set it up, but more socially and ethically, is that the right thing to do, setting up it as a profit entity? And I think that's a question you need to ask yourself. What is our intent of doing this? And therefore, what's the most appropriate way to set it up, even within the confines of the law?
If it's morally wrong, no.
No, it's not morally wrong. I think they're okay. Question number two, then, Ed. That was very good, by the way.
Thank you.
Very good. Hold on.
Don't sound surprised.
Here we go.
How do we legally protect a business concept from being stolen?
Yeah, so intellectual property is very, very important. So I think the first thing you need to look at is there an idea that you could have covered by IP laws? Unfortunately, a lot of things can't be covered under IP laws because they're too generic. And so the more specified you can make something, the biggest opportunity you have to be covered under intellectual property laws.
So that's one of the big questions on Dragon's Den when the inventors go in,
copyright, patent,
and nowadays, you know, you see lots of companies filing lots of different patents on on a lot of different subjects. So, you know, it's very important that you do research what patents might already be out there, because it's very easy to step on someone else's patent.
And one final question from Stephanie. She's had a few. Here we go.
If you have a business concept that potentially has both a distributor and a direct sales market, which would you pursue first?
Yeah, it's a good question. Oftentimes, distributors can get you mass market very quickly, whereas trying to set up direct channels can take a bit of time. So I don't think it's an either or. I think you have to end up setting up both, and you can often get to scale very quickly, by using a distributor model. In fact, that's what First Utility did in our early days, leveraging the price comparison websites. At the same time, we offered it directly either through our contact center or on our website. So in many cases, it's not an either or, but it's really about what are your goals? And if your goals are to grow very rapidly, then using a distributor can be very critical within that.
I think, well, she'll be very, very happy. Ed, thank you very, very much for that. One more point from Stephanie here.
Would you like 10% of the company for a £1 million investment?
There you go. It's a one-time offer, Ed.
I think I'd have to get to know a little bit more about the company. So hard to judge sitting here today, and I'd have to do some work to raise that level of funds.
Okay. So do we. Ed, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. If people want to find out a little bit more about switching on First Utility, that website again?
It's first-utility.com.
Lovely. Ed Cam, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Cheers.